Dr. Sunderland was playing something on the organ that might have been Boys and Girls Come Out to Play, leading them this time over stepping stones, with people falling into the stream occasionally. When they did, the shutters among the pipes hidden in the triforium above the choir would open suddenly to let out a surging splash of violins and flutes. After service, Dr. Sunderland played music that was like a tangle of string. He pulled it through itself until he came to a knot, and then he had to wait and unpick, and then pull and go on again. Then at last he was through. He wound the unknotted tune round his finger and thumb, tied it in a hank, and he had finished.
The author of that musical moment was William Maine, but it could be you. The Author Is You, a Wisconsin School of the Air series about the process of writing creatively. To conduct today's program, here's children's author Jacqueline Jackson.
Usually with this program, The Author Is You, you listen. I talk about all sorts of things, usually gathered around some topic. And after the program is over, you write. Today, let's try something different. Let's try writing while the program is going on, while you listen to music. So if you don't have your pencils and papers ready, get them out right now and have them ready to go when I finish my introduction. Music has the ability to lead you through many moods. Once a friend and I finger painted to music. We tried to show with our colors and motions how the music made us feel. When we were done, we'd have a picture of that piece or of a part of that piece. Then we'd compare our paintings to see if the music made us feel the same way. Sometimes it did, and sometimes it didn't. We can finger paint with words. As the music or the percussion comes, write down what you feel, or what it reminds you of, what it sounds like to you, what it does to you. If you want to write a succession of just words or bits and pieces of sentences, that's okay. If you want to write a more complete description of how the music makes you feel or what you're thinking about while you hear it, that's okay too. You might tell a story of what it suggests to you, or a poem. You can mix up parts, just words here, or whole descriptions there. Any way you want to do it is all right. So have your paper ready, and when the music starts, listen, and let your pencil follow the sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
there. Let's quit for now. But how can we use our finger paintings? If you've just written down words, you might go on and develop a paragraph using them. If you've started a story, you might want to finish it. You might want to take your words and arrange them like a picture, something to be seen as well as read that will give the impression of what you heard. Certain noises have certain colors. Loudness could be red. You might think in that direction. Did your words splash? Did your words untangle a snarl of string?
The Author Is You, a Wisconsin School of the Air series conducted today by children's author Jacqueline Jackson. This is Ken Ost for the Wisconsin School of the Air.